Good to see everyone is here this morning. I know we have visitors, so let me first of all begin by welcoming you. We're glad you're here, and I hope you'll want to come back and be with us in the future. And if you have not done so, please locate a visitor's card. It should be just in front of you, and fill that out for us. We'd like to have a record of you being here. This morning's lesson is going to be a little bit different format. I'll mention that in just a moment. One announcement that I've been looking forward for a while to making, and so I'll go ahead and make it at this time. But James and Felicia Hines are placing membership with us this morning. They've been attending with us for a little while, and we're glad they're with us, glad they're going to be members here at East Orange. So please welcome them to the congregation here. If you are visiting, this morning's lesson is a little bit different format. Wes, I think, has already passed out cards and gotten questions. If you've got those ready, I'll let him go ahead and collect those now. Just kind of hold it up, and they'll come around and collect those from you. And we're going to talk about gambling this morning. Gambling is something that I get asked from time to time. Is it wrong to gamble? I know a lot of people, and that is a growing sort of phenomenon in this country, that gambling is a very popular, quote-unquote, pastime. Endeavor, etc., people are engaged in. So Christians naturally want to be sure and ask, is gambling right? Is it wrong? Is it a sin? What does the Bible say about it? Etc., etc. Someone asked me not too long ago, where does the Bible say that gambling is a sin? Wes, somebody, there's another one up there I know that someone's holding up. A couple of them, maybe. Is gambling a sin? And so, you know, I said, no, the Bible does not ever say, so I will tell you that up front. I don't know if anyone asked that question, but gambling, it never says in the Bible, thou shalt not gamble, or gambling is a sin, but we're going to talk about it this morning. So I'm not sure what your questions are, but we're going to take them one by one as I got them, and we'll go from there. So let me just begin with the first question that I've got in the list here. These aren't in any particular order. How do you define gambling? I'll, in fact, let Webster's define that for you in just a second. But how do you define gambling? Because I feel it affects people's decisions, whether it is stocks, lottery, or betting on sporting events. Now, there's a lot in that question. Let's take it in two parts. One, how do you define gambling? I wrote down the proper definition for gambling, but let me begin by saying that a lot of people define gambling, and I think it's even inherent in part of this question here, a lot of people define gambling as simple risk. Anytime we take a risk, taking a chance, that's gambling. So, for example, someone might say, and especially in this past 12 months, anytime you get on a plane, you're taking a gamble, quote unquote. What they mean, and the way they're using the term, is you're taking a risk. It is a chance that if you get on a plane, not a very big one, incidentally, in fact, extremely small, but there is a chance that the plane will come down. And so that's the way people use it. Now, properly, here's how Webster's would define, and other dictionaries would define, gambling. Gambling is to play or game for money or other stake, like a dinner or whatever it might be. It is to hazard or to wager. And hence, it is to take money or other things of value upon an uncertain event by gaming or wagering. Something involving a large chance of losing or strong element of uncertainty. Now, I want to single out two things in that definition that I think distinguish gambling. For example, even in this question, I feel it affects people's decisions whether it is stocks, the lottery, or betting on a sporting event. I would differentiate between, for example, investing money in stocks or putting money in the lottery. And here's why. If you look at the definition of gambling, two things that really jump out at me in a definition of gambling is this. One, there is a large chance or strong element that's not based on physical handicap or lack of skill. Gambling involves a larger chance than normal. For example, anything that you do in life, walking down, walking to the back of the building, going down the steps, involves risk. But gambling is something that inherent in it, there is a larger, and many times a much larger. Think, for example, you do your research, you invest in a company when it issues stock, versus you go across the street and you buy a lottery ticket. What are the chances of the one being profitable versus the chances of the other being profitable? Now, I'll come back and say more about that probably, but just think of the difference. A much larger chance, Webster says. Secondly, and I think this is the most important thing, to gamble is, quote-unquote, to take money or other things by gaming or wagering. Notice the phrase, to take it, not to earn it, not to get it by what you give, but to take it. Now, I may come back to that, but let's see if there's some other questions that ask that. But just think in those terms for a moment. Again, the level of risk, the level of chance involved in the one versus the other, and also the idea of taking versus earning. Someone asked again, playing the stock market, is that gambling? We've come to say things like playing the stock market in the 20th century, and I think I may be wrong about this, but it seems to me that it was either in the boom of the 1890s or again in the 1920s that quote-unquote playing the market became a phrase. I know it's old. I don't know where it dates back to exactly. But before that, it was all the idea of investing. It was all the idea of purchasing shares. And if you think of what stocks are, they are, someone has a legitimate business idea, whatever that may be. An automobile industry, for example, General Motors or, you know, Toyota or whatever, is going to build and sell cars to the public. And in order to get the capital to do that, it issues stock. I don't have the money to go into the car business, the billions of dollars that it would take, but I want to be part of that industry. Now, a legitimate good is being provided for the public. A car is being sold that's used for transportation. I invest in the company that produces a legitimate good or service, and for that, I make a profit. Now, think in terms of gambling. Gambling is the whole idea, the essence of gambling, is that there is something at stake, money at stake. Whatever it might be, the pooled money from all the lottery tickets that are sold, the bets that are placed on a table in a poker game, or whatever it might be. I used to play pool for money, and so much money would be put up by each player. And the idea of gambling is if I win the game or win the lottery, I take everybody else's money. That's quite different from the idea of taking risk in order to produce something where everybody profits. If a car company, an automobile company, for example, is successful, everybody profits. The person that builds the cars, they profit. The person that sells the cars, they profit. The people that get the transportation that enables them to drive many more miles than they could walk or ride a horse, they profit. They save time, etc. They're able to do more. The person that invests in all of that profits because they have helped to provide a legitimate good or service. If I purchase a lottery ticket across the street, and I keep pointing across the street because they sell lottery tickets and I see people parading in and out of there all of the time buying them. If I buy a lottery ticket across the street, the only way I profit, and I stress that, the only way I profit is that everybody else that goes in and purchases that ticket loses. And that's something we have to think about, the difference between a legitimate means of gaining money versus a gaming where it's all risk. Why is it wrong to gamble? And I find this interesting that the first three questions are very similar. Why is it wrong to gamble, yet a stock purchase is not as much, for all the reasons I said? One is the idea of investing in a company in which goods and services are offered. I dare say most everybody in here has a computer. And you either have a computer that probably runs a Microsoft product or you have an Apple product. Both Microsoft and Apple are publicly traded companies. They're able to keep producing products that enable you to do more and sometimes make more money, et cetera, because people, like probably some of the people in this room, buy shares in Microsoft and Apple. Money continues to flow into those companies that provides the operating capital that allows them to do research and development, et cetera, so those products come out. So if you choose, you can go to the store and buy an office suite or Windows suite, or you can buy an Apple computer or an iPad, or if you want one, an iWatch or whatever it might be. But it's because people have invested and provided the operating capital to do that. That's just different. It's different than the idea of taking money. I win if everybody else loses by pure chance. Is gambling the same as stealing in principle? You know, I thought about that, honestly. I look back at the definition, Webster's definition, and notice what it says. The idea of to take money or other things of value upon an uncertain event by gaming or wagering. I know one difference. Now, I've both gambled and stolen in my life, so I speak from experience. I know one was legal and one was illegal. There is one difference. But in essence, and I think the question is being asked, is it the same in essence as stealing? I will say this to you. Both are taking. When I stole from people, I know they did not want to lose what I took. And I will tell you this, that there may be people out there that just enjoy gambling and so that they can lose. I don't know. But I know when I gambled, I wanted to take what belonged to other people. And I was not that concerned where the money came from. I wasn't that concerned if the money should have been going for this or should have been going for that. I just simply wanted to take it. And regardless of whatever level of skill or chance was involved, the money was on the table, and that's the way I think of it because that's what I usually did was shoot pool for it. The money was on the table and I wanted to take it. I know there are a lot of things, I will say that, speaking from experience, there are a lot of things that were involved in both stealing and gambling that were exactly the same. I will tell you from my own personal experience, that was the case. I do see some differences. All right, this one is a little long, so let me read it. I blew out a tire in a pothole the other day, something I'm sure we can all relate to. But anyway, I blew out a tire in a pothole the other day. It is a gamble for me to claim that against the state of New Jersey. It will cost me money up front only to maybe being reimbursed. Okay, so you're risking trying to file or get a claim against that in order to be reimbursed. It is also a gamble to go to the doctor or buy most any retail product. What are your thoughts? I would say in every case, what you're talking about here, going to the doctor, filing a case against the state to get reimbursed or whatever, that there is risk involved. But I would not call that purely gambling. Go back to the definition of gambling. If I file a legitimate claim in hopes that the state will reimburse me, it costs me time, it costs me effort, I risk that against the state saying no. If I go to the doctor, I don't know what the doctor is going to say. I can live in ignorant bliss, or I can risk what the doctor might say. If I buy a product, I don't know if it is going to work or not. I risk purchasing a product that does not work, and I risk whether or not a company will stand behind that, et cetera, et cetera. But I am not, going back to the definition, taking something. I am risking something, but I'm not taking. I'm purchasing, I'm making a decision to purchase. But it's not the idea of taking so that, and I want you to hear this, taking so that everybody else loses. And that to me is the essential difference. If a person asks me what is basically wrong with gambling, it is that I take, and the only way I take, or the only way I profit, the only way I get, is by taking. Taking what everybody else loses. That's different than a legitimate means of gain where I get by giving. If I get a job, for example, and the person pays me wages for what I've done, for what I've given to the company, the boss, the people that work there, the owners of the company, and everybody that gains from the use of the products of our services that I help provide, we all get. We all get something. And so I get because I give, because I help others to get. That can't be said of purchasing lottery tickets. Person might say, well, there's some good that's done with the money. Yeah, there is. A percentage of it. A small percentage of it, relatively speaking. But the bottom line is, most people have to lose. All the people that buy all those tickets have to lose all that money in order for me to get the millions or whatever it might be. I'm getting by taking. I'm getting by people losing. So where in the Bible does it speak about gambling being a sin? I would say it speaks about gambling being a sin in principle in many places. One would be in Galatians 5 that Ed read for us. You might want to turn back to that passage and look at that. You will notice that it's a list of sins. Paul does this often in various passages where he lists a number of sins. You'll see it in Romans 1, for example, or in the letter to Timothy. But he never mentions every sin there is. And in fact, in Galatians 5, the reason I chose that passage is because Paul ends up saying, after saying this and 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 this is all a work of the flesh, he says, and Ed's translation said, and the like. Or at the end of some translations, and such like. And so what you see in that passage is that anything that fits into that kind of category, let me give you a parallel. In order for me to have companionship, a wife, I can marry someone who's never been married, I've never been married, neither one of us is leaving a family, etc., to marry. I can marry someone and have a wife by giving. I give myself to another person. She gives herself to me, etc. Or I can commit adultery in that list. Adultery. In fact, it may be the first one in the list in Galatians 5, maybe 19. I can take from other people in order to get. I may take someone's wife, take someone's mother, take someone that belongs to other people. That's different. And there's a stark difference. In both cases, I get a wife. I get a companion. But the bottom line is, in the one case, I get by giving. In the other case, I get by taking. And there's a stark difference. Gambling is that kind of sin. It is a sin where I profit because somebody else loses. So is playing the lottery a sin? I would say it is. I would say it violates that principle, and a number of principles are involved in the Bible. Sometimes, you know, involving covetousness, sometimes involving the care of family, sometimes involving the bad example or the leading someone who may not be able to control it to the extent you control it. Like, for example, someone said to me, you know, in arguing for gambling, I'm in perfect control of what I do. I have so much money, I gamble it, and that's all I gamble it. That's all I gamble. I never go above that. When I lose that amount of money, I'm done for the whatever. The week, the month, the year. So that's great. How many people do you think have that kind of control? Not many. I never had it. In fact, when I lost, and there were plenty of times I lost, I kept dipping into the billfold or the pocket until it was gone, trying to win my money back. You ever been hustled? You ever been fooled? You ever felt like one more, one more, one more, one more roll, one more pull on the slot machine, one more lottery ticket, one more, one more? What does that cost? And if you are contributing to someone else who has far less control, who can't say no, what is it costing them or that family or whatever? Why is playing the lottery a sin? Well, for all those reasons I just said. So those that play and win are rewarded by the devil and not blessed by God? I'll let you all decide what you feel about that. Are we as Christians not worthy to be blessed in such a way? It's a sin, but the church still wants, you know, 10% from your winnings, etc. And I agree. You know, I agree. Incidentally, I think I speak for a lot of Christians here. We don't, you know, personally. If you steal money or gamble for it, I don't care to have it, personally. And I think that I probably speak for a number of other people here. But to the real question in this, shouldn't we be blessed by, like people in the world who are doing a lot of things in order to gain that we, that you, like Michael Weiss, you're standing up there saying is wrong, you can't be part of that, I can't be part of that. I believe that we are blessed. And God blesses Christians in a special way. And it comes down to, do I trust the Lord? And will I let the Lord, will I allow Him to bless me? Or will I take the shortcuts like the world is always willing to take and be blessed in another way? I don't know if I'll get through all of these, but I'm glad to see there are a lot of questions coming in. But let's try to run through some of them. Is it wrong to take advantage of comps? Now, that's a new one on me. One of you men know what comps is? Okay, now they're explaining it. All right, thank you very much. That is complimentary rooms, meals, and so forth. If your gambling is minimal and does not impact your giving. Now, that's interesting. So I take it, and correct me if I'm wrong, someone, but I take it that we're talking about some kind of situation where you're given meals, you're given rooms, etc., on a gambling excursion of some kind, but the level of gambling is very minimal, I take it. So in other words, here would be the idea, I'm risking, you know, X amount of dollars, but I'm getting a whole lot of legitimate things if I just gamble a little bit. I would think long and hard about any idea in my life where someone said, get a whole lot that's right if you just do a little bit of wrong. Okay? And I'll answer it by saying that. Should Christians participate in the office pool, and March Madness, I understand, this all goes on, in the office pool to win a pot of money? Well, in the case of UAB and their win and Kentucky and their late loss, ain't nobody making a whole lot of money. But nonetheless, should Christians participate? My answer would be no. And again, here's why. 100 people work in a big office, let's say. And there's a big office pool on March Madness or whatever. And the whole idea is the person that picks the brackets, the one person that picks the brackets is going to win the pot of money. And the 99 who don't are going to lose. The money I'm going to win is I'm going to take it from the 99 who lose it. And I think about that. Is playing the lottery considered gambling? Most definitely, even by people in the world. Is that why my dad hasn't won? man, these are great questions, you know. Let me regain some composure here. It might be, you know. It very well might be. It is considered gambling. And, you know, this is what I would say. I know I have prayed this, and you can think about this very seriously. I have prayed because I used to have a problem with it. Even after becoming a Christian, I still wanted to go play pool, and I still wanted to gamble. That draw inside me was still there. And I know one of the things that helped me to get past that was to pray, dear God, if I do gamble, please help me to lose. And the reason I prayed that is because I knew deep down I didn't want to take anything from anybody else. I played pool, and I'll let you in on something one time. I played pool, snooker, some of you that know that. I played snooker with a guy, and I beat him. And I felt real good about beating him. I took a couple hundred, seems like between $200 and $300 from him. And I felt really good about that right up until the time that his wife came in and said, did you lose the whole check? I wanted to give it back. But course, he would have none of it. He lost it fair and square. Those kind of things stay with you. Is it wrong for one to play the American Visa lottery? Never heard of it. But is it wrong for one to play the American Visa lottery, which is a type of gambling in which winners are chosen by drawing of lots from among those who have paid money to participate? Same principle. Again, everybody is putting money in, from what I understand from this, and one person is winning by chance, a larger amount of chance than in legitimate endeavors, and a whole lot of people are losing. This is a kind of lottery where people play to get a visa to come to the United States. That's interesting. I had no idea that went on. But an American Visa lottery, and... Oh, okay, I'm misunderstanding. I'm taking Visa to be like a card. Yeah, okay, now I got it. Okay, so let me back up and answer this question. So this is where you're getting a visa to be a citizen or whatever in the United States, I take it. Never heard of this. So there's a drawing of lots, and I would say in this particular case, I would think the principles involved, I'd have to think about this one. So I'm just going to reserve. I'd have to think about this kind of thing. However, I would say this. Am I purely based on chance taking something that I might feel legitimately belongs to somebody else? Now, if this is a case where, for example, we can only allow 10 in, so we're going to pass out a whole bunch of whatever, and by lots we're going to draw, and you know the number, the color, the ticket, the straw, the whatever, you're the ones that make it. I don't think you're taking anything. That's not something somebody had in the beginning, like money put into a lottery. But I'd think about that one. And so bottom line to that is, I've never really thought about it. I'd have to think more about it. When people gamble, each one gambling knows they'll lose money, so they're all in agreement. That's true. But there are a lot of things we do where everybody's in agreement up front. That doesn't make it right. You know, for example, and I'll give you a parallel. If you've ever committed fornication with someone, and both of you agreed up front, we're going to do this thing. We're going to disregard whatever principles that you believe, I believe, we have believed, and we're both going to do this thing. Does that make it right? Because we all agree to do something. I don't think that ever makes anything right. The first consideration always has to be, what does God say is right? What am I really doing? And incidentally, in the whole idea of fornication, I think we have to ask ourselves, what am I really not just doing to myself or taking from myself, but what am I really taking from another person? Gambling is the same kind of thing. It may be easy for me to say, nobody gets hurt. Well, is that really the truth? And that's the kind of thing we need to ask. If one gambles in a casino, let's say, for the... the rush! Yeah, boy, the rush. Ooh, the rush. For the rush of the experience. More than for the desire to take money, could it be an acceptable form of recreation? I was hoping somebody would ask this question. I really was. Even if it's very small amounts. The rush. If you've ever gambled, you know about the rush. And in fact, that's what keeps one going back, even when logic and reason say, don't be an idiot. You know, you just keep going, but it's the rush, man. You enjoy it. It's the same kind of rush. Remember when I said earlier that there were a lot of things that were parallel about stealing? There was a rush involved in that. It got to the point where it didn't matter if there was really anything in there I wanted to take or not. I've broken into people's homes and not taken a single thing. But I got the rush. The rush is that feel of exhilaration. And I would say, there's not time to go into a psychological lesson this morning. A psychologist will tell us that one of the reasons for the rush is because subconsciously we know something's wrong here. And there is a feeling just like the kid reaching for the cookie in the candy jar. Or like the statement that money taken is much sweeter than money earned? Why is that? If I get $5 either way, why is it so much better to get the $5 from taking it? The rush is an emotional response within me. The real question is, why is the emotional response coming? Is there anything, at least subconsciously, that's telling me something ain't right here? And if there is, that's what makes it wrong. It's not the amount of money. If given a lottery ticket, is this gambling? If I win, should I keep the money? No, give it to me. No, I'm kidding. I am kidding. I promise I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, that's an interesting one because I noticed at least 2 or 3 years ago, and I don't remember when it was exactly, but I noticed that around the holidays, Christmas time, people started, I guess the gambling whatever in the state started suggesting, let's put commercials on the air and tell people one of the greatest things they can give is lottery tickets, you know. Buy lottery tickets for your family, et cetera, et cetera. You know, my point to all of that would still be that I'm taking part in an industry that I know hurts a lot of people. And I don't want any part of it. And it doesn't matter to me if we're talking about gambling or we're talking about other things. I just don't want to be part of an industry that hurts other people. And I think that's something that that's a principle that a Christian has to consider. Am I contributing to the harm of other people? And I'll leave it at that. Final question. If a friend or a co-worker plays the lottery and wins, and they offer to pay off a bill for a person that's a Christian, should they refuse or accept it? I'm going to defer to what I just said. I would tell the person in that case, you know, it's a generous offer. It really is. But I'll take care of the bill. I don't want to be part of, I don't want a person to think that I'm condoning. And I'll leave you with one final passage to think about, whether you are purchasing a single lottery ticket, taking part in that whole thing, or, you know, accepting the wins of someone else, the gains of someone else, or whatever. On that list of sins in Romans 1, I'd like for you to look at that passage with me, and we'll close with this. Paul lists all kinds of sins. In fact, it's the longest list that Paul ever writes out. Gambling is not in this list either. But when Paul finishes this long list, he says this in verse 32, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do they do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them." And I would say that it is wrong for me to engage in sin directly, and it is wrong for me as a Christian to condone or support or in any way be part of the wrong that someone else is doing. And so when I decide that to any extent gambling is wrong, I wouldn't need to be part of it. Been interesting questions, and they're good questions. I appreciate every one of them that was offered this morning. These are always good. And you guys, you really, you think about things, and you have a lot of good questions, so I appreciate it. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, the lesson has really been about how we live our daily life. But those questions always fall back to, are you making a commitment to the Lord? If you're here today and you believe in Jesus, that He is the Son of God, and you want to commit to Him, we ask you to come up and to confess your belief, to be willing to repent, to change your life. You may be like me and have a lot of things you need to leave in the past. The Lord will help you to do that. Be baptized for forgiveness of your sins. Wash away the guilt of anything and everything you've ever done. And you know, you might be here and you might be like a lot of us who have been baptized, and yet from time to time there's a need for us to say, you know what, I just need to start over. I want to ask for the Lord to forgive me, for you to forgive me, and pray for me that I'll be able to make a stronger commitment. If you need to come, please come while gratefully listening.